Hi, this is Linda Weston, and you're listening to the Linda with a Y podcast. Hello, everybody. If you follow me on my Instagram, Linda with a Y podcast, you will know that I've been obsessed with this show. Obsessed. And so have you, because we've been chatting back and forth, and all we've been doing is talking about it. I'm talking about Love is Blind 3, arguably the best season yet. I got my friend Jenny Flynn, my besto Jenny Flynn. We like to call her the entertainment correspondent here on Linda with a Y podcast. Will we dissect Love is Blind 3? Let's do it.
Jenny Flynn, are you there? Hello, everybody. Hello. It's Linda with a Y. I tell you what, Jenny, we're changing the beginning of that. Here, lads, we're cracking up. It's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Me and Jenny have just watched All the Love is Blind. We're cracking up in Monsters here, lads. He is into Monster. Jenny, are you into Monster? Oh, yeah. Cheers, Jenny.
Yeah, cheers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jenny, has anything changed in your life since the last time? Since the last time you're on here?
I've had another baby.
Mother of two. We have a mother of two, hairdresser extraordinaire, philanthropist. People always say that.
I know, but you know what? I won't talk too much about it because this whole podcast.
No, this whole thing is about Love is Blind, but Jenny has had a child, everyone. There was two kids in Jenny's house now.
I'd be like, on the 12th of October.
Yeah, just making it all about yourself. Me and Jenny can do that about anything.
My world changed.
It's never the same again. But let's just mention her name, Little Tilly.
Yeah, Little Tilly.
Tilly Billy is here with Little Lolo.
She's 4 weeks old now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
And we've had a fantastic 4 weeks watching Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Love is Blind too. Do you know what I think? First thing I'd like to say.
Yeah.
Where's the Katy Perry song?
What is the new song, actually?
There is no new... Like, they've done all different songs. Like, the Katy Perry song was consistent. Uniform throughout the whole thing. And every time I'm thinking, I know the beginning of it's real.
But is there not...
You're going to hear me sucking the life out of a Monster, guys. I'm sorry. Like, there's a video actually of me. Maya took a video of me drinking a Monster.
I think share it.
Yeah, I will. Lads, it looks violent. I'm like...
Actually, sorry, you just remind me. I have something for you. Hang on 2 seconds.
Oh my God, this isn't planned, guys. This isn't planned.
Hang on.
There we go. Jenny's putting down the mic. She's walking over towards something. She's walking towards something. She's bringing out something. What is it? What is it? Oh my God. Guys, it's a Santa Claus drinking hat. This is brilliant. Oh my God. Right, so it's like a sad. Brilliant, Jenny.
Put it on.
I'm going to put it on. You have to take a photo with me. All right, guys, I'm going to put the mic down. You're going to hear something slightly annoying.
This is amazing.
Put your Monster cans in.
Tell you what else I'm changing, Flinner. Tell you what else I'm changing. That, hi, this is Linda Weston, and you are listening to the Linda with a Y podcast. If I fucking hear that, one more of that is going. Right, this is the last podcast.
This is like the new
Linda with a Y. 2.0. I'm not like...
Badass Linda with a Y. Linda with a Y the fuck. Are you listening to this, bitch?
2.0. Linda with a Y. So guys, yeah, Love is Blind. But now, do you know what I have to say? I'm not even lying.
Best one yet.
I've got a huge response on my Instagram. And sometimes I say I've got a huge response, but it's bollocks. No, it's right back.
It's me and Sean.
It has been. People are loving this episode. This series was very good.
Yeah, it really was, yeah.
And the pods. We'll start off from the pods, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who stood out to you most in the pods?
Like as a couple or like...
Well, no, we'll do individuals and then couples. Like whatever you think...
Raven, I think I fancied her from the start.
Her fucking eyes.
Yeah, but
eyes.
I thought she was different in the...
Yeah.
Like, you thought she was like a big stuck up... Like, I never thought she'd go for your man. And she's still with... Oh, yeah, spoiler alert.
Yeah, there's going to be spoilers all over this. I love him, though. I love SK.
Yeah, but I know, but, like, they're totally... Like, even our friends were like, you know, you're very different. Like, they were being sound, but they were like...
He's from Nigeria and she's from America and the two cultures are very different. Yeah. Which I thought... And I said to Jenny before... I just thought that conversation, that whole conversation, I was like, how is this allowed to be said? They're like, you're so Nigerian and we're so American.
Yeah, but I think you only think that because like you think like racist.
Yeah, that's it's what scary, I was thinking.
It's scary, but like if they were sitting there going, "You're so Irish,"
yeah,
it's not like a racist thing.
That's a good thing. Thank you, Jenny. Well done, Jennifer.
Yeah.
That's true, actually. But I just thought the whole conversation, I was like, how are they allowed to even say this?
It's because everything is so scary now. With like
you're just making sure you don't want to say anything wrong. You don't want to make it, you don't want anyone to be upset by anything you said.
Fucking snowflakes.
Yeah.
But no, yeah.
Totally. Who stood out for me? Now, I fucking loved Alexa from the beginning. I loved her so much. Everything about her. I just thought when she came in, right, I would like a bigger girl, a plus size girl. She's gorgeous, right? She's not even that big, right?
She's not that big.
She's just bigger than you usually would have on that. Yeah. But like, she had to go, "I love food. I love eating. I love everything about food." Like, not every fat girl is like that either. No. Do you know what I mean? She had to put on this big, "I'm a big fat girl" persona.
But,
yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Her dad's a fucking riot.
Oh, you would be fucking bent him. Oh my God. He only has a little 2-year-old, so he's still.
Yeah, but did you not see your
still getting down and dirty, Jen.
But how old is Alexa? She's only young as well.
I'm feeling 26.
Even her friends, they're all like real fucking
confident. No, they were all real cool. She was real we're gonna go, I don't want us to go back and forth, right? The pods, right? Mm. Who stood out back in for the pods for me? Alexa was my number one. I don't think Colleen was made out to be who she really is in the pods either.
Yeah, but because she got blanked. If you think back.
Yeah, but she got blanked because she was coming out. She did seem very shallow in the pods, but I don't think she's actually like that. No. She kept on going, but they kept on saying, like, remember, guys,
who did she get blanked by again?
Was it not Brennan? Or whatever his name is. Brennan, isn't it? Who was Alexa's bloke? Brennan.
Yeah, Brennan. Do you know what? I was talking about him the other day to Shawnee.
She's like, Brendan.
No. And I was like, right, this is going to talk about the reunion part, but right. I was like, what's the fucking story with Mike? I was like, he was such a fucking idiot in that reunion. She was like, who the fuck is Mike?
He looks like a big Mike.
Yeah. Looks like a mole. He's not good looking.
No, he's not, but he's really nice.
Ah, yeah, no, he is. Well, I don't know. The reunion. No,
but the reunion, it was an
sorry,
asshole.
But, yeah, like, but back to the pod.
Who did I think was going to end up together in the pod? I defo taw Raven, and we'll start talking about this prick now, shall we? Bartice.
Oh my God.
Fucking prick. Could not stand him from the get go.
But the fucking state of him, and he's like, you know, like me, you know, people look at me. I'm like, no, people don't look at you.
No,
like,
no, they don't. Great, yeah.
He's good looking, but he's not fucking like. He's going on like.
He's just tall. No, he is good looking, but any man that's good looking that goes, hey. I'm really good looking. It's like you're just like everyone's gonna absolutely hate you.
But he's like, I'm the kind of guy that gets like
approached. People come over and approach me.
Fuck up, like.
So I did think him and Raven were gonna be together. But see, Raven messed up there when she done the fucking jumping jacks things. That whole scene.
Oh yeah, so people thought she was an asshole then.
Yeah, she did look like an asshole then.
And what was he crying over then? He was like, my family.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he was saying, I've never opened up like this before. His ma,
and she was
his
like,
ma ripped his hair off with someone, and the waiter came over or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something and made up waffle. Opened,
yeah, but don't tell my mom this story. Yeah. She can't remember it. Don't say any of this to anyone that knows me, because I don't know. Raven, right? In the pods, Raven goes, I don't know if you're going to remember this, because it was like a small scene, but she goes, I do like a service on the weekend.
Yeah, she made her look, she was a brazzer.
And then it was like, and then she was like, I'm a barmaid.
Yeah.
That was the most stupidest thing. He knows that he is a stripper, because that's what she made it out to be. Like,
yeah. I thought, actually, I had to rewind that, because I was like, is she a fucking escort?
No, she goes, I'm a bar service.
I do something at the weekend that most men wouldn't be comfortable with. I was like, is she like.
Is it like Hooters or something? That's what I was thinking, maybe.
Hooters.
Yeah, Hooters. Yeah. Have you ever been?
No.
Big tits.
Yeah, that was stupid. But I think they were trying to build her as like, they were trying to make us think she was a certain
way. No, I just, at that point, yeah, I thought she was a prick. I thought Colleen was just so, I'm a ballet.
I can't even really remember Colleen.
No, I can't, because they kept on making her say, I'm a ballet. And then she kept on saying, men like when you're ballerina, because you can stretch and all this.
The only fucking ballerinas I know are like my fucking mates, 5-year-olds. I put adult ballerina, do you know?
Like. Very true. Oh, actually, the guy in the pods that probably, like, only made a big name for himself in the pods, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, the Asian fella.
Like, that just goes to show, how do people not know that when they're constantly talking about themselves, that everyone's sitting there going, shut the fuck up, there's something wrong with him.
Like, I'm not going to say it on the pod because it's disgusting, but you know when he was talking about...
Oh my God, the transcendental sex?
Yeah.
But what the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. He said something like he can... I don't want to say that.
No, say it. Like, he can make someone... finish without judging them.
That's disgusting.
Without judging finish. Them. Jenny. When's the last time you finished, Jenny? Ew! Me and Jenny can't talk about sex because that's disgusting. We like to just think we have our kids.
And the we, kids. we just hold hands with our partners. Yeah.
And it just happens. Yeah, no, but I didn't understand that. Like transcendental means like it's like another realm. That's what I thought transcendental meant.
I don't know, but he's not getting his howl. He's talking shite anyway.
No. I walked through the Amazon and all this shite. Everyone's like, oh my God, seriously, Andrew, shut the fuck up.
No. And Nancy was into him. She's something wrong with her though.
No, Nancy's just a people pleaser. She's be like, hi, I'm Nancy. Raven put it right. She's like, the mate in your class in school.
Oh my God. Sorry, we're jumping too much, but...
No, we're not. We're having a conversation.
You're like, act natural.
Jenny not blinking, staring at me. Everything's fine, Jenny. Everybody's fine. You had a good 4 weeks ago.
I'm not being weird. I know I just had a baby.
Am I being weird?
I'm like, I'm not sleeping.
Come on, Raven, what did you think about Raven saying that?
Yeah, like Scarlet. Like,
but she could put the nail on the head.
Yeah, she's like.
Like, that's exactly. She's real, like, just too. Like, do you know what I mean? She's too chirpy all the time.
Well, he was sitting on the bed with her. She was locked.
She was. Oh, this is when, right? So when they all get together. So let's take a talk about all the couples that made it out. The couples that... So Raven and SK got engaged.
Yeah. Surprisingly.
Bertice and Nancy. I didn't even think they had good chat, like good banter. They kept on talking about banter. I didn't even think they did. I was surprised.
No. Nancy and Bertice, I wasn't buying that either. He's very false or something.
Yeah.
I was
oh
sick.
Yeah, that's very true as well. Like they were saying
he's too young.
Now do you know what? For all these reality TV shows, way too young.
He's too young and he's like, you know, I wanna get married. I actually seen something online and it was someone saying he sounds like what was your man who was the president of America?
Oh my God, Barack Obama. I thought that yesterday.
Yeah.
He's so done.
And he's once
I wonder if he's from the same place. Is he from Chicago?
Don't know, but once I read it. I was like, that's who he sounds like.
That is his voice. Exactly.
His voice was so familiar or something.
Yeah.
It's real like, I'm a big nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big geeky. But yeah. Lads, we haven't even mentioned Cole once. Cole, right. I loved Cole in the pods.
I fancied Cole, yeah, even though, eyes. Yeah, I think he's gorgeous. And like, he is childish, like, yeah. And he definitely says fucking stuff.
Stupid things.
It's, and like, he.
I didn't think he was saying stupid things in the pods, though.
No, because he was just, they were all charming each other in the pods.
Yeah.
And he hadn't seen her.
Yeah.
Around, you know?
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. But, so they got together with, what, Jesus Christ, what's her name?
Zinab or something.
Zanab. Zanab. She was so gorgeous. Right, so Cole and Zanab. Who the fuck? SK.
SK and Raven.
Bertice and Nancy.
Mike.
Micah
and Alexa.
Brennan and Alexa.
That's it. Yeah.
Then they all move in together.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
When they first all meet up, do they meet up with each other first? No, they move in together first and then meet up with each other.
No, yeah, they move in together first. They have a few days in a row and then they meet up together as a group.
But you could see, so Nancy, or not Nancy, Cole and your woman, Zenob.
Yeah.
She's too. Now, I'm a melter with clean and so...
She's my worst nightmare. Now, me and Jenny did try and live together in Australia.
Yeah.
And no one can live with
like,
me.
Like, I was watching... I actually was watching that episode with Shane and I was like, go in and make a cup of tea there. Because I was like, fuck, he's going to be like, that's you fucking headwrecker.
I am like... Look, come here. I like things clean. Don't get me wrong. I do like things clean, but I'm a messy bitch.
No, and but you know what?
Who I am.
But
so they, I sat through that going, she's my worst nightmare.
But you know what it is? She can't have fun either. And no. He did say that.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you can be like I'm a melter with cleaning, but I can also have fun.
Yeah. Fair sound. Yeah. Yeah, no, she was so tight. And she was, when he was saying it, them first few days, she does kind of make a tick of him. I think everyone was too hard on Cole straight away. Like, she was putting them down.
Do you know what it was, though? I think she's so insecure,
so
right?
So paranoid and insecure.
And paro. Yeah. And she never got over the comment that he said on the first night. I don't know if you remember.
No, go
but
tell
he
me.
Said, she took her makeup off, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, God, you look so different without makeup
like
on.
He's such an asshole. Don't say that.
And
that
stayed in her brain. And yeah. I think that's why she got all up on her high horse about him commenting on the way she looks.
Yeah.
I think it was that one comment.
Well, like, that one comment, and then Sheriff Bleeding. Oh my God, we're after missing Bleeding Matt and Colleen.
Oh, well, he's
and
a
Matt
psycho.
And Colleen, right? So Matt, there's another guy who hasn't got over past
his. Oh my God, and stop talking about it.
Oh my
He's like,
God.
You know, I've been really, I'm like, oh my God. I'd say his ex is got watching that going,
that's
like,
what I was thinking as well.
Shut up talking
his
about me.
His ex would be sitting there going, shut up. Like, now it's a fucking, it is a thing that would, you, for the rest of your life, you would remember that pain, right?
What happened?
But he's wearing the pain on his face. He's wearing the pain in his face. He's so painful. He was married.
Oh, he was married.
Wait, I might have made that up. He was with a girl,
or he's
right?
Engaged or
no,
something.
He was married. They married at 18 because he's a big Laureline. You know, he was in high school with his high school sweetheart. So he married at 18 and then they were together till 24, I think. And then she ripped him off, cheated on him, two-timed him with another guy.
Pregnant or something.
And then they were going to meet up to reconcile and she rang him and said, I'm pregnant with the other guy's baby.
Yeah,
sorry. So that's fucking
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, yeah, and he's obviously still mad about her as well.
Yeah, like, yeah, high school sweetheart, all that kind of stuff. But yeah. He is like, I just can't believe he was even chosen to go on the show. I say they go through loads of therapy and all this stuff to be on these kind of shows. I really
now,
do.
I think they pick the ones that they know are going to be a bit.
I don't think
unsteady.
It's the end of us hearing about Warren Colley.
Sorry.
It's the monster.
I'm like, I feel like I'm yet.
But you're only after having it. I'm after having it. You haven't done it with me. I'll have that Jordan if you don't.
So no, I can't. I can't have it. I can't have it.
No, I'm going to fuck.
I had a coffee this morning.
I haven't. I'm going to bounce.
Yeah, well, I've only had 2 hours sleep. Beat that.
I'm also a mother of two, Jenny. You know, I've been through it all. What's the other? Yeah, sorry. So Matt and Colleen, when they first met each other, I was like, oh my God, they are so bit into each other. When they were kissing each other, it did feel real like.
No, I always thought she fancies Cole.
No, but only when she saw him. I'm talking only when she saw Cole. When these, they hadn't seen the other people yet. And they were kissing each other, you know, when they were just having a few days on their own. I thought there was a lot of chemistry there.
Yeah.
What I loved about Raven and SK is Raven was so honest that it's awkward as fuck.
Yeah.
I loved that. The rest of them were like, the minute I saw him, I just wanted to do this and do that.
Did you see when SK was like, we were literally sitting from like the opposite. And that's what it would be like the first time you meet someone. Like the rest of them are so fucking intense.
Like I said, this program could only get away in America. Like, they could never do it anywhere else. Like, they're just so, like, they're like, I fucking love you, man. I love you so much. And you know who got kind of boring after that? Well, not boring.
Brennan.
Brennan and Alexa, there was nothing with them. They were just like, oh, we love each other.
He was like, I can't believe I met someone who's, like, basically me.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, shut up.
Then she started talking about our money and all his day. He was like,
oh, yeah. Because he, do you know what actually was gas? Because they showed a bit of him and he's like, like, some days we went without meals and all this kind of stuff, right? So they were making out like he had fucking nothing. And then they go to her fucking mansion.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't wear the same thing twice.
Yeah.
Look at the size of my gloves and all this shit.
Yeah. And
she's so pretty, though. Her skin.
She's a real Kardashian kind of look offer.
She's
a
real Kardashian look offer, yeah.
But the bit when she's lying in the bed and he's like, you're so beautiful.
Yeah,
and then the camera zooms in and she's like, fuck, she looks exactly like how we look in the morning.
I was looking in the morning. All right, see. Big neck hanging out of bed. What's the story?
Oh my God, yeah, she
but they
be.
Were all real, like, even with Nancy, like, right? So Bertice is like going on. He was looking at her straight away, thinking, you're not as good looking as me. And that's disgusting, right? First of all, he's a dickhead for that.
Yeah.
But when the fourth night, and they were with each other and all, they were all like, the way they were going on about having sex was actually the most mortifying thing ever. They were like, you know, we done it six times.
Actually, your one, Alexa, she goes, he just shoved it in or something. Was that who said
that? Yeah. That's right, actually, yeah. He just, I didn't get that conversation. I didn't know whether she was talking about a finger or a penis.
He just shoved it in. I was like, please stop.
Boy, they were very open. But this is where Raven won for me as well, because Raven was saying nothing. SK was respecting her as well. The two of them weren't saying anything.
I don't think they were with each other at a wedding.
No, they weren't. They didn't have sex. They didn't have sex until after the wedding, apparently. They asked that in the reunion.
Mad. And you
would have been fucking down. Why would I be legs?
True to all. Yeah.
Put your dick up to the screen.
Please marry me.
Do you know that bit right before they meet each other, Jen? And they're in them, you know, before they actually meet each other for the first time.
Oh, your
shadow.
Oh my God.
My fucking heads.
The silhouetted silhouette. Oh my god.
So fucking funny. I was looking at that going, but they all looked fabulous. They all looked amazing, right? So the first few days they're out of seeing each other. There's no cracks yet. Colleen and Matt, not really, they're a bit intense. Matt hasn't blinked since he fucking got blank 6 years ago. Whatever the fuck that happened.
Yeah.
His face, man.
Well, Nancy was just licking his ass.
Yeah.
Man.
See, she's just such a people pleaser. You can tell by even her little voice. Everything's been like, I'm a little people pleaser.
But it's mad because she's like, owns those a property and all. Like, she's a real fucking... No, but she was...
She's a hard hitter.
She was a bit like, I don't know, because he's younger and all. Like, I think that's what the only thing she was saying about him.
I thought she was absolutely gorgeous. I loved her. And she's so little tiny. You can just bring her around with her little hands. You're like, oh, you're gorgeous. But,
you could see he was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
A bit underwhelmed when he seen her. Yeah, like, he was exactly like, that. Oh, God. Like, I don't even think he probably would go for... I think he even said like about her being small and all, like he probably goes.
And I think a girl with any kind of weight in them at all, he was like, no.
Oh yeah, I'd say he looked at her and thought she was fat.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. When she totally, remember I said to you, I was like, you, Jenny, I said to you.
What did I say?
I said, I hope they're not trying to make out that Nancy's fat. That's what I thought. That's what I thought the producers were trying to do.
Yeah.
They're not saying it out straight like Alexa. Like Alexa's going, I love my food, I'm bigger than
but
everyone
she,
else.
She put herself out there, I think, so she wasn't going to get trolled for being fat, I'd say.
Yeah, that's true. But her body, had her lips done.
Her body wasn't fat.
No, she's one of them.
She kind of has a like...
Like she could lose a bit of weight, but she's like gorgeous. She's like, like I say, you know, to medical doctors, she's overweight, but she's
her
not.
Her BMI.
Yeah, her BMI is quite high.
Oh, fuck, God knows what my fucking BMI is at the moment.
I don't even want to know. I actually hate the fucking conversation.
And then people are always like, BMI is such an old, you know, old fashioned thing. I'm like, yeah.
What is it?
They need to update things.
What is the calculation for BMI? What does it stand for?
Body mass index.
I do not want to know my body mass. I would rather not
but
know.
It's the reason why it's old school, like, is because if you're small or if you're like muscly.
Oh, but doesn't take in your
it only goes by your height and your weight.
Oh, right.
So for me to have a fucking healthy BMI, I have to be like fucking 7 stone or something.
Stop.
Which, like, I'd be dead.
My arm isn't 7 stone. I say one of my legs is 7 stone. And that's not even a joke. Anyway, come here.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, guys. Me and Jenny, we do a whole podcast and us go, no, I'm fatter. No. No, no, no. That's because we're so messed up. Yeah. Our minds are so messed up. Every podcast will come back to this, right? Because our minds are so messed up. And for us to watch something like Love is Blind and on like Netflix and stuff like that, and for a bigger girl to be on it, but she has to confess that she's a bigger girl. I can't wait for our kids to be watching shows and there's every different body type on there and no one gives a shit.
Well, heroin chic is back.
I know.
I'm like, that's after coming around twice and I still haven't fucking been able to join in. Yeah.
But right, so when they all meet each other, that's a big night.
They're hammered.
Nancy's locked.
I feel like all the other series, they didn't show them like...
No, I don't think they did like either. They're little fucking... They kept... This is another thing I want to say. They're trying to make Liddy Titty happen. Liddy Titty isn't going to happen. They kept going, we're going to get Liddy Titty.
Oh,
I totally know. It's not going to happen. Because they were trying to make like a slogan. So when they met each other that night, Bertie saw Raven and was like, Oh my God.
She's a smoke show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never heard that word now.
I did. No.
Have you heard a smoke show?
Yeah, but like not from an Irish person, from an American. Yes, he calls me a smoke show. Hey, look at this smoke show coming down. No. I just
out the back
American
smoking.
Yeah. Now, when he saw her, he was like, that's the one that I should have picked. I think that definitely happened. But he was saying, did he go over to her or something?
At the pool party.
She respected him or something. She respected SK or something like that.
She just kind of dismissed him.
Oh, and
then,
deadly.
And then at the pool, remember the pool party thing? He kind of more or less said to her, look, I think the two of us are way more suited and you're so good looking and I'm good looking and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, yeah, but we've nothing in common. Or something
that's
like
really good.
She didn't say in them words, but she kind of like blanked him straight away. And she was like, no, I don't think so.
Well done,
and
Raven.
Just kind of walked off and left him hanging.
Yeah, I hate that.
And then he went back. He was, now he was fucked. And Nancy was as well.
Oh my God, that's
did you
bleeding.
See that bit in the bed? And she's like, can't even look straight.
She is.
She's mad. She's mad wiry looking. And he's like, you're in bits. Like, I'm so good looking. I don't find you attractive at all. Raven is like, oh my God, have you seen her or not?
Then he goes, are you okay with me being dishonest with you?
Yeah. And she's like, huh? Her tongue is like swelling and all. She can't even talk. I'm like,
that poor girl.
But how does she not from that part go, right, like he's
she
not,
just made herself look like a fucking gobshite.
Because then she was like, I told you not to blindside me. I'm like, he's been fucking telling you you're a bitch the whole time. Or he kept going to her like, you know, like, our personalities are great, but I don't fancy you.
Yeah.
I'm like,
horrible thing to say to anyone.
Like, you wouldn't, like, I don't expect Shane, like, especially the last 4 weeks. I don't expect him to be like, wow, you're a fucking smoke show. When I go around the house in bits.
Awful. And I say she just felt so horrible.
You but obviously feels, if you ask your like you want your bloke to lie to you and say
just lie walking on
or just don't say
just don't say anything. That was a hard, was that was like, a hard conversation to watch.
That was like Cole and Zainab.
Yeah.
I find it very hard to say one now. I don't know why.
Zay.
That's what they call,
that's what they call her,
when he goes, you're 9 out of 10, but Colleen is a 10 out of 10.
I feel like, no, so that whole pill party, I say they got them absolutely locked, right? But him saying that to Colleen was stupid, right? But I think, like, it was real disrespectful. It was stupid. But, like, Colleen was kind of, what was she meant to say?
Yeah, but it was disrespectful if they had been together for fucking years.
Yeah.
They knew each other a week or so. I don't know how long they're in the pods for.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know they're engaged now, but at the same time, like, it is a show. So, like, relax.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But they're not going to, they're just going to hype it all up to bits. Like,
yeah.
But that bit, like, when she went back and told Matt, I thought Matt was going to kill her. I say was delighted.
But no, do you know, the bit when they went to the nightclub and he was like, I can't be with such, like, someone
who wants to be in a nightclub at 2 a.m. They're all kids.
I was like, you're going to get punched in.
He is like, his face just shows me that he, like, she doesn't want to be in a room with him. But she is afraid of him.
No, she got married to him because he actually would have
shot her and everyone in that fucking wedding. Yeah. Oh my God.
There was a line he said in it and I was meant to actually look back on it because it's so funny. He's going mad and he goes, this is my fucking life or something. Do you remember that bit?
No, and he's like, oh, shit. This ain't no show or something. Like, he's
yeah, this is my life, he's man. Or something. Like, shut up.
I'm in high school, Laureline. What else happened when they were all... Yeah, so Zed did... So all the cracks are showing now. So that went back. So Zed and Zay never knew about that until they met up again. Do you remember? Zay never knew anything about that.
Yeah, because Colleen went back and said it. Yeah. Obviously she was like...
There was a camera crew there. Like, he's going to kill me. Like, that would be definitely shown.
And then I think Cole is just a gobshite. Like, I don't think he's...
He's not
malicious.
No, like, he's not malicious. And I think not he's like just
very.
Year.
I think he's very unfiltered. And, like, you know, sometimes bloke. Like, I'm not like saying blokes are like, but they don't think the way girls think.
No.
Like, do you ever know? Like, C might say something to you, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, Shane would often say something, and I'm like, don't be that fucking honest with me.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
No, I think Colt does nothing malicious about him. Whereas last season,
and he's.
Do you remember that guy that was with the one they made out to be the baddie last season?
Who was that now?
I forget his name. He
was with Deep Deep.
Yeah. They what made him, but I think he was malicious. I think he was a horrible person.
He was a prick.
But I don't think Cole was at all. And I think they've made him out to be, like, he did say some horrible things, but I think they should have. She wasn't saying, and now I know it's down to her insecurities and all that stuff, but I thought she was being horrible to him.
Yeah, she was. And she's too serious and he's too playful.
Yeah.
They're too, like she, I don't think she ever laughed. And even when she did laugh with him, it was a big, I'm having fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was horrible.
She just wanted someone real serious and, like, he just wasn't that.
No.
But I did, you know what? I felt sorry for her when she was talking about her man, dad.
Oh, God.
Why didn't they say what happened to them? I tried to Google it and all. There was nothing.
I didn't see that. I didn't say. But the both of them are dead, aren't they?
Yeah. No, I don't know if I just made this up. I could have dreamt this. But I thought they died in a car crash together. That could be a complete
no,
lie.
No, that's bad sisters, Jenny.
Oh yeah.
You're mixing your shows.
Oh yeah, sorry. Oh yeah, that's gonna be that.
So when they met, so they're all of them eating up now, right? That's the crack. We know that there is definite cracks in the relationships. We know yeah. Who's gonna end up and who's not gonna end up, I think, at this stage. I had feelings already. But then they meet the family. And what family stood out to you the most, Jennifer?
I loved Alexa's family.
Loved them.
I'm trying to think of the families now. I thought it was
how the fuck can you not say the one family that stood out over there?
Oh, sorry, Nancy's family.
Nancy's fucking family.
Her brother's Defo. They definitely sell gear and, like, have guns.
The ma has some stories to tell.
The ma.
Big tattoo arm. The ma has some stories to tell, all right. It's so not what I thought it was going to be, because she was like, I own all these houses and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, she's the real, like, golden girl in that family compared to the rest of them. But
she's the only
girl. You know, it was so funny, the brother that goes, if my sister gained 400 pounds.
Oh,
yeah. I'm like, you're fucking ass. Imagine Dave.
He's like,
imagine Dave going to Shane. Come here, Jenny. She gains another fucking 5 stone. Will you still stay with her? Like, what kind of? And then he's like,
what about his day?
He said, I wouldn't, you know, what I would do is, he said a big geeky answer. Instead of him going, what are you talking about? He goes, well, like, you know, to me now, I would, like, suggest, like, let's get healthy together or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what the
yeah.
fuck is he meant to
he
say
is
to
such
that?
Such a geek.
Yeah, he's a big
geek. He
nerd.
Is a big geek.
Like, and his friends.
Yeah.
You know?
He was like, the homies, I don't know if the homies are going to like Nancy. No. The homies are these big geeks.
He goes, when I sent a picture of Nancy into my friend group chat, all of them were like, what are you doing, man?
That's awful.
But then they showed him and they're all big nerds.
Yeah. They're all absolute geeks. I thought they were going to all be like fitness guys.
Yeah, me too. Like, he's definitely, do you know what? I think he has big confident ego because he's like the coolest one out of his little loser friends.
Yeah, they all lick his hole. Like,
he's like the king.
Yeah. There's always a leader in every friend group.
Who's our leader?
The boys. Girls, no. Girls travel on their own. We're lone soldiers. But for boys, you can always tell the one that, like, organizes all the shit.
Yeah.
The real annoying cunts like Steve. See, he just fades away into the background. There's no way. See, he just tags along of things. Yeah, so the family. But you know what? The Nancy's family really scared off Bertie's. He said that 100%. He didn't like meeting the family at all.
Well, I'd say because his family are quite, like, not posh, but, like, nerdy as well, kind of. And then, you know, he walked into this big scary gap.
That was so
big
funny.
Big gun to the back of his head.
400 pounds. What do you say now?
Yeah.
Matt's mom. I found Matt's mom a bit overbearing.
Oh, her big Karen haircut.
Yeah, she definitely had a
big, I want to speak to your manager.
She definitely had a big Karen haircut.
No, but come here. Back to Bartiste. His family meeting. They were sitting there for two seconds.
Oh, my God. Sorry. We were after fucking missing and they brought the biggest bit. What I was saying, Jenny, is if they say the word abortion one more time, like, I feel like, and I do think what they was right, they said it in the reunion, it is a really good topic to, that we all have to be comfortable at talking about, right?
And Shauna, shout out to Shauna Ryan.
I always call her Shauna Ryan,
but she's Shauna Farrell.
Yeah.
She was saying that's all in Dallas, and I think that's real, like, you can't have abortions there.
Oh, so that's like the Lone
Texas.
Star. Yeah,
I think against it or whatever. So that's why it was even more.
a huge thing.
Yeah,
but I do think it was a very important thing for them to talk about. And people can be like, look, I don't think anyone's on the fence with abortion. You're either pro-life or pro-choice, right? Yeah. That's the way it is, right?
Yeah.
But he had that conversation with her, right? Grant, there was, I found it a very uncomfortable thing to watch, uncomfortable thing to listen to. And, but the thing is that, like, people are getting them all the time. So we have to be able to talk about
it. Well, I think it was just a bit like, why is she explaining herself for something?
And, I loved her for it, though. She was brilliant.
No, I know, but, like, I was like, she shouldn't have to. Like, shut up. And he was like, you know, and I was like, oh, shut up, you're 25.
You're having a fucking clue.
You're not going to have to get one, so shut the fuck up.
And I think there's a lot of people that might be against abortion, right? And then if it ever came to the time where they needed to get it for something,
no one wants to get it.
Yeah, if you're in the situation,
so annoying about it. It's like people are going on. Like, I hate people that are against it because they're always so like, they make it out like the other person like loves having them.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just something that needs to be done and just get over it. And you don't, like, especially for a bloke.
For a bloke to have that much. But she had something to say back every time.
She didn't. She was very.
She wasn't held back, and she's very. And because she's a speech pathologist, she had loads of like things to say about the situation. And but what we're saying is now is when she met, there was no need to bring it up in the family.
Don't bring it up to the fucking first family meeting, right? Put her on the spot.
Oh my god!
Then the fucking sister. I was like, why the fuck are you crying?
Yeah, why are you crying? Like you, sorry, you asshole.
Yeah, but maybe like, did the sister have one?
No, I don't think the sister had one at all.
She's just very against it.
Did Nancy have one?
100%. She's a,
Because she never says that she had one. But then Bertie said, and then we were talking about the abortion. He said abortion. I'd love to go back and count how many times. I was like twitching every fucking time he said it. But yeah, the sister, like, but what I loved about Nancy is like, I would have been like, yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. Like, the sister totally went over to the sister's side. She stuck where her guns was like, no.
But like, again, if I was Nancy after that, I would have been like, did you have to bring up abortion? Or just don't bring up abortion.
Just don't bring it up in the first meeting.
You'd never but you'd never bring it up at a big family meal. At Christmas and all.
And pass the gravy. What's your stance on abortion?
Yeah, like,
that's
what do you
work, Dad?
So like, I feel like he was looking for an out and saying in front of his ma and all, who are obviously against it. I think he was like letting them know, come here, she's mad for abortions.
Yeah. So she's not going to suit me now. But then, do you remember when after that conversation was had, then he was going, oh, I don't feel physically attracted to her. So, and they were kind of doing her going around the apartment.
Yeah.
And he was on the computer just blanking her.
Yeah.
Horrible to watch.
Yeah.
She was walking on eggshells around him, like, horrible to watch.
But she let herself down, I think, being such a like,
Love me.
Yeah.
She
did. But you know what? You don't, when you're doing it yourself, you can't see it.
Oh my God. Do any of these dating programs just remind you of when you're an absolute gun?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, I've said this one before and I'll say it again. Yeah. When I gave that bloke, I said it on my last fucking, a few podcasts ago, I gave a bloke €300. I actually think I said 200, but it was 300.
It was three grand.
Clothes. No, 300, right? It wasn't. I'm not fucking rich. And to get new clothes for his sister's 21st, he got the clothes, then blanked me and brought another person to the 24th, right? And I was just so embarrassed about the whole thing. I just wanted to die. Like, I could have been a big, no, I should have been a big, get me fucking, like, but then, for some reason, all this shit always, it's like a time warp when you're watching all this shit.
It does. It reminds you of times when you're just a fucking idiot.
And even when Matt is going on about his ex, like, no one you're with, I don't know.
You're like, stop talking about your ex
all the time. Like, you're obviously still, like, he's just so hurt by it all. God love him. Like, he's never going to be the same again. He needs deep therapy. He is in bits about that still. Like,
oh, God love him.
God love him. How did their family meeting go?
Can't remember horse.
I can remember him, and they were. I was just thinking, going, oh my god, this is actually so awkward, because they kept on going back. We've had challenges, we've had our fights, and then we've overcome them. They kept on saying,
and his family are like, you know each other a week, and they're like, we're learning from every argument. They're like, the man's looking, going, how many fucking arguments are you having?
Exactly.
Every fight we have, we grow from it. Colleen's fucking black eyes.
So then we're coming up to the weddings. The weddings are gonna happen. And the night before, the only one that really stands out to me, the night before, who am I going to say?
Raven? No.
No, what did she do the night before?
Was she like bonds with the man or?
Oh yeah, it was gorgeous.
That was lovely.
That was lovely.
Because her family don't want anything got to do with it.
Yeah.
Which shows again why she's normal. Because your family wouldn't want
to. No, my man and dad would be like, what are you doing?
I know, but you see, even when he goes, that's a bit of a thing for me. And she was like, look, I don't have 1,000 brothers.
Yeah, I've one I'd uncle. I'd be me, yeah,
my
yeah.
uncle. He's doing this. She's doing that. It's yeah. not a fucking big deal.
Yeah, I actually loved raving her eyes. They're like this yellowy brownie.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. She changed her hair though for the reunion. Did you see that? She was darker. I liked her blonde curly.
I didn't like a straight.
I liked her blonde curly.
Do you want to remind me? Remember when Mel B used to have straight hair? And you're like, no, Mel, keep it curly.
I didn't. I preferred her curly blonde.
But what I was thinking the night before, the last time they saw each other was Zay and Cole. They, like, I was like, they hate each other.
Oh, sorry, they killed each other and she walked out. Yeah. They what was hate, that over
well,
then?
He said to her, was she bipolar?
Oh, yeah. But again.
And, like, I thought that was a joke.
But he said.
He was actually being serious asking that.
I don't think he was.
Well, in the reunion, he kind of made it out as if he was like, I think that was a good question to ask because you are so up and down.
Yeah, like, I think she takes everything he says literally. Like, yeah. And I think he's a bit dry and, like, I don't think that's the worst thing. I don't know, actually. In the heat of the moment, I think
Shane goes, no, they turned around to me and said, are you bipolar? But no, I don't know. Yeah, he is just playful. He just says stupid things, but I just think he's very young. And he's so cute. His little face, you're like, oh.
She's no sense of humour.
No.
And he's two humours.
Yeah.
They're too far on the other end of the thing.
I think he said a great thing when she was like, she said, like, you just want someone like Colleen, like, and like, you're after taking me. And he goes, will we swap?
Yeah, like, and she's like, oh my God. Like, but like, clearly he's saying that just being smart.
Yeah, he's just being a smart.
Where
yeah.
she's taking everything he says yeah. as like facts.
But he goes, like, I picked a girl with her name Zeynep. Like, he's like, I knew you weren't going to be like a Colleen. Like, and I thought that was a very good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he didn't go in blind completely.
Because she was trying to make it out, I think, well, they were trying to, the show was trying to make it out like, that he was like shocked that she wasn't like, yeah, a white girl.
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
But like, of course he'd know by the name.
Exactly. So then the wedding's come. The wedding's come.
A lot and of I shocks did... in the wedding, I thought now.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
They were very good.
We done a poll.
Remember oh, yeah.
And people said, let's see who got it right. I sent them on to you. You!
Did
I
you?
Sent it to you, Jennifer Flynn. Right, you ready? So Nancy and Bertice, will they get married, I asked. 21% said yes, 79% said no. They were correct. They did not get married.
Yeah.
Matt and Colleen, 35% said yes, 65% said no. So you were wrong.
That was wrong. A shocker. I thought that she'd say no.
I thought she'd 100%
you know when they had
no.
that meal and he was like, just be honest with me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was
and
like.
Said, be honest with me. Be yeah. honest with me. Be honest with me. I was like, oh, my God.
Booting her under the table.
Come on, help that girl. Like, yeah. Blink twice if you get if
she looked so scared at the reunion. Like.
She looked terrified. And she was real embarrassed about what went on at the pool. Oh, but, I just thought they made everything such a big deal. Like.
And you know what, as well? He never commented on his big aggro.
Yeah.
They should have definitely said, here, you like, what's the story with you going mad over everything?
Yeah.
He got away. Like, he sat there like a big arm around her. Yeah. Like, I didn't think he got what he deserved there, like, at all.
No, I don't. And I don't think Zeynep did. Cole and Zeynep.
Oh, yeah.
33% said yes, 67% said no. I would have thought he would have said no, though. Like, I was surprised she said no.
I was surprised the way she done it. I thought she, like.
Yeah, she's like, you've made me feel.
And you know what as well? She's saying that she didn't plan it. You 100% planned
it. Oh, I hated all that.
Your friends clapped. So yeah. They fucking knew.
Yeah.
And the big prayer first, I'm so glad
yeah.
that you came into my life. And then she fucking stuck it to him.
Yeah, I'd like to start this off with a prayer. It's like, it's so
no, American. But why? Yeah, no, she done. That was horrible the way she
yeah,
done
she could have. That was horrible the way she done it. But I actually don't think that she got what she. No, I know you're saying that she done that out of insecurity and all. But I do think she put him down, loads.
Oh, no, I'm Team Cole, defo.
I think I'm Team Cole.
And yeah. I'm actually delighted that Netflix showed the thing at the end.
Yeah, so am I. We'll talk about that now, right? SK and Raven, 59% said no, 41% said yes. I think they are the most real couple of all of them.
Because they're still together.
They're still together. And they. Like, the reasons were right.
Did she say yeah? Or it never got to her?
I don't think it got to her. Or maybe she did say, Jesus, her fucking makeup that day. I just, couldn't get over it.
Yeah, she looked lovely, didn't she?
She looked absolutely amazing. But she, that, like, logistically, they shouldn't have got married yet. Do you know what I mean? He's off getting his master's.
His GED.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's doing her own thing. Like, they should do it that way.
Yeah.
So I was happy with that. And Alexa and Brennan, whatever, everyone said they'd get married, so but they were boring, bore yeah. off, like, yeah, whatever. Who cares? No one gave a shit about them.
Yeah. He's so, like, it's gone to his head now a bit. You know, he's like, we're the
reunion,
like the fucking number one couple.
Because they were the only two that are living together. They're married. Like, the other two got married. Like, Colleen and Matt got married, but they're not living together. And I say, she's like, fuck that. I need witnesses around me at all, at all times. And their reasons were really tick. She's like, you know, I have roommates. I didn't want to fuck them over and all. It's like, you can easily just get someone else to come into your room.
Now she's like, I have to wait. His contract is open now.
Yeah. I wonder are they contracted to stay married for 2 years or something? Is that, could they contract something like that? Because a lot of them, like, look at last season. Was it last season?
But are they actually really married?
I'd say so, Jen. I'd say so. I don't know now. But I think so. Like, the ones now that are divorcing, they're actually filing for divorce. Like, I can't remember anyone's name.
But if in America, you can get, like, divorce. Yeah. Yeah,
loads of times again. Yeah,
it's not like here you have to have like legal
separation. I think SK and Raven are gonna last. Who do you think is gonna last?
I don't think they'll last.
Oh no, why?
Because he lives too far and she's like, I don't think they'll last.
I think they will. No, I think Alexa and Ting are gonna have a baby.
I think they'll finish and on good terms, but I don't think they'll last. Alexa and Brennan will definitely last because I feel like he's never had a board before.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I can touch her whenever I want, guys. You don't understand.
Yeah, and then she's kind of, he treats her well. I think she that's what she was looking for. Yeah. Kind of thing.
Yeah, I like them. And then who else? Matt and Colleen will be gone very soon.
Yeah.
Very soon they're gonna be gone. Cole in the look, I am team Cole at that reunion, he was fucking bawling.
I thought it was actually terrible the way they done that.
Oh
they
my god.
All, like, your man, that's what you're, I actually liked Brennan up until that.
Yeah, was that all about?
Shut up, you bitch. Like, why are you fucking...
He
was
rat.
Like, one of the girls, he was like, you knew what you did. And your one Alexa constantly going, you know the stuff they didn't show or something. I was like,
come here. Do you know when he goes to Zay, like Cole goes to Zay, you're just straight up lying about what I said to you the night before the wedding. Remember she said that he got a girl's number or whatever. Like, if Zay is lying about that, she is a weirdo.
No, none of the, all the blokes said there was no girls at the bachelor, bachelor party. So I don't know when that was. And they were all like, you know where you went after or something. But he was like, I didn't.
So, but does, if she was lying, she is a nookie.
He must have said something. She got it from somewhere. Like,
yeah.
I bet you he said there was some girl asking me for my number or something.
Yeah.
And he was probably hammered and can't even remember how.
He's gorgeous, his eyes. You just want to give him a little hug.
But I thought it was horrible the way they were all ganging up on him. And Nancy, see when he goes to Nancy, why do you hate me? Like, why are you, like, at me? I was like, Nancy, stand up for your fucking self. Start on fucking Baptiste.
Yeah.
She's like, she's my girl. I'm like, okay.
The reunion was so good. Nick Lachey trying to keep himself relevant. He was like, second time getting married is better. I'm like, you always have to mention her because nothing else is going on in your fucking life. Thank God they have Love is Blind. What else are they doing?
Yeah, and what's her name?
I just don't like her, Vanessa Lachey. I don't like her
either. But she kept going, so sorry, what were you saying there about Cole? Like, I was like, will you leave him alone? I felt very sorry for him, and I am glad.
So the last scene, right? So we all know, lads, he's meant to have said, you've gone to eat that thing.
She was making it. I was eating a spoonful of peanut butter and a banana a day. I'm like, who the fuck eats a spoonful of peanut butter? You're starving yourself. You'd never have that.
She did, when they showed the scene, the awkwardness in her did show that she was paranoid, I felt. She was paranoid eating around him, I'd say.
Yeah, but that's probably true. And like the thing is as well, right, and this is going to sound terrible, but she was going on like she had this big eating disorder. She looked the same size the whole time.
Yeah, she did.
Would you not be skinny? Like, I don't mean that.
She would have looked like she lost a few pounds.
If you're starving yourself, you can see it.
Yeah.
She looked the same. She's a lovely body, like.
Yeah, she's absolutely stunning.
She doesn't look starving.
But I thought the whole conversation, he's like really into it, talking about going to England to meet our family and all.
And she's real like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. She's being so rude.
And she's being so dismissive. Yeah, so, and then she says a real horrible thing to him. And then he, did you think it was like a dig to her?
No, it was like she was setting him up for it, because see when he goes, she goes, oh, I've only eaten whatever it was, peanut butter thing. And he goes, why? And she goes, oh, for other reasons. No, he goes, why? For your wedding dress, like, oh, which yeah. is a normal thing.
Yeah.
Blokes know you starve for your wedding yeah, dress. Like, yeah, that's yeah. not a big secret. Like, girls talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh, for some, for another reason as well. She was like planting the seeds, I thought.
Yeah.
Do you know?
But like did, a bloke, but he did a blo- say it. A he bloke, did say it though.
Yeah, but a bloke's not going to go, what is the other reason?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know? Yeah. Like,
tell me your feelings. I want to talk about your feelings.
Like,
I think the scene showed he did say it, but it wasn't in a horribly malicious, disgusting way.
And that's why I'm glad
that's what she made it out to be.
He just goes, we're going for lunch. Like, he's hardly going to her, don't have two fucking oranges or whatever. What do they call them?
Yeah, but yeah, I didn't know what they were calling them. Yeah.
Cuties.
Yeah,
I was like, it ain't a mandarin.
Yeah, the cutie scene they wrote or something yeah. like that. Yeah.
But like, what's the big deal? And like, right, I think it would have been different, right? If she had been standing in the kitchen eating two Mars bars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and he said, here, don't eat them. We're going for lunch. You would be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
But like, you're hardly going to take offense if someone goes, don't eat them two apples. Like, you know what I mean?
It was so good. The reunion was so good. I loved every part
she
of it.
Put, did you read her big statement she put up?
No, tell us.
It's on Instagram. It's too long for me to even read, right? But
what do you remember? No, read it out word for word. There you go, Jenny.
Oh, God, here we go. My moment. Hang on.
This is my moment.
I just want to like glance at it.
I never follow them all on Instagram and all. You're always straight into the follow. No, everything I don't. About them.
I'm sorry, I actually don't follow her.
Right, go on.
I just
what does that statement say?
It's right, it's so weird, right? Because it's all pictures of them.
Right.
So all these lovely pictures of them together, and then she's like, cool. Right, I'm not going to read it all out because look. No, the size
but what?
Of it.
Right, but what does it say? What? Give me the gist.
It's like a big backhanded apology, right? That it's not, and she turned all her comments off, right? So she's like, "I'm sorry you weren't in that relationship. I'm sorry you didn't feel what I felt." Like it's real. Like I'm like, I can't.
No, it's like an apology, but not an apology. She's still making herself.
I'm
out
sorry.
To be.
I'm your villain. I'm sorry. I'm your bad guy. This is parts of it I'm reading now. I'm sorry that you don't know me. You know, like, oh, here, right? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, your insecurities are different than my own. Like, it's not even a sorry. She's just like, I'd say, now, the fact that she turned all our comments off our Instagram as well, I'd say she's getting lashed out of it by everyone.
Like, yeah. Because everyone, well, I was Team Cole after the reunion, were you?
Yeah, like, when she was first saying that, I was like, jeez, that's mad. Like, he was calling her fat mom. And then once they showed, no, do you know what? Even before they showed the clip, you could tell that he wasn't lying. I was like, unless he's a great liar, he was like,
well, he was
what?
Absolutely balling.
But he was like, what?
And they were like, does anyone regret it here? And he was like, yes, I regret coming on here. Of course I do.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not being made out to be something that I totally am.
Even,
like,
even the wedding, he was so.
Oh, his little lip. I just wanted to breastfeed him.
She was up in the room being like, I didn't want to have to do that. I'm like, you've done it in the worst way. Yeah. Like, you're a fucking
she
bitch.
She did do it in the worst way ever.
Like, why did you do, and like,
and then yeah, and the mates clapping and all.
Like, she was like, I'm gonna hold off. Like, actually, do you see when he goes to her, if I was so horrible to you, why did you stay?
Yeah.
If I was that bad, like, if I was making you feel that bad, and she was like, because I wanted it to work, but that's bullshit. Like, she wanted to make a show of him at the altar.
Yeah.
And do her big moment. People were saying,
I wonder where they pushed to stay for the wedding part.
People were saying she wanted to copy her own deep tea, because you know she kind of done it at the altar, and it was her big.
But it wasn't
and
the
she,
same
and
thing.
She brought out a big book and all.
Yeah, no, it no, was not the same thing. That like deep tea deserved that, and I thought that deep tea thing was so shocking, and it was such a moment for women.
But
she
wasn't even that cruel, and your mom was a prick. She just went, I deserve more, or
something.
Yeah,
I don't deserve someone that's going to put me down all the time, whatever.
She was like, you're horrible. you're like,
you've commented on everything about me.
You've,
all this
you've completely knocked my on front of everyone.
Best season yet, Jenny. What do you think?
Yeah, it was brilliant.
I thought best season, yeah. Now, I the comments that I got last night, people were saying, no, the other seasons I think were kind of better.
No.
But I don't think that at all.
I thought this one I think was better than the last one.
And a lot of me comments as well, but that people, well, everyone's Team Cole. And a lot of people thought that Brennan and Alexei were making it out as if they were like the king and queen. They won. Do you know what I mean? They were making it out as if
they were the best. They got too cocky. I was like, shut up. Like, just because he's at the best out of a bad bunch, like, piss
and
off.
And you were boring. I'm sorry. You didn't bring any of the drama. Like, we wanted the drama.
Yeah, they
so
were.
So good.
Yeah.
Till next season. Jenny Flynn, do you want to clap out? Oh, no, I don't too.
Oh, you've done the big...
I've done the clap.
You've done the sad thing.
I've done the...
What other drinks do you have?
Do you want a joke? And here's sorry. Oh, no, scary. I got Arabia right. I'm sorry. And here's magical. The end of magical. Jenny, you're magical. Mother of two. We love you. Everybody. Jenny Flynn.